I heard the harness jingle as the mule backed and caught the camel two kicks in the ribs that rang like a drum. "Another time," he said, "you'll know better than to run through a mule battery at night shouting, 'Thieves and fire!' Sit down and keep your silly neck quiet." The camel doubled up camel fashion like a 2-foot rule and sat down whimpering. There was a regular beat of hooves in the darkness, and a big troop horse cantered up as steadily as though he were on parade, jumped a guntail, and landed close to the mule. "It's disgraceful," he said, blowing out his nostrils. "Those camels have racketed through our lines again, the third time this week. How's a horse to keep his condition if it isn't allowed to sleep? Who's here?"
"I'm the breech-piece mule of number 2 gun of the 1st screw battery," said the mule. "And the other's one of your friends. He's waked me up too. Who are you?"
"Number 15, E Troop, 9th Lancers. Dick Cunliffe's horse. Stand over a little there."
"Oh, beg your pardon," said the mule. "It's too dark to see much. Aren't these camels too sickening for anything? I walked out of my lines to get a little piece..."